The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
So give us a couple of seconds here. Real talk. We're about to send you anywhere you want to go in the world for $100.
That's not an exaggeration.
No exaggeration. Give you all the details here in just a couple of seconds. All right. So it's just a couple of weeks ago, and here we are now. It's the end of April. And you know what the typical thing is here? You know, January 1st rolls around. Oh, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to start working out every single day. I'm going to start watching what I eat. This is the year I'm going to get in really good shape. And then slowly, by this time, most people just fall off. It's just like, it takes up too much time, man. I could be watching TV. I could be watching Netflix. Kristen, no different. She starts in January. She's all fired up. Oh, find me a swole mate. I'm going to be in the gym every single day. And I have not heard her talk about her working out in weeks and weeks and weeks. So am I calling you out or not?
And this is not an exaggeration either, Mo. I actually looked up the date because you know how I like to exaggerate things.
Mm-hmm.
March 10th, I started my strength training journey at Pinnacle Fitness located in Buckhead mm-hmm. with my personal trainer, Jamie. And I am proud to say I am 6 weeks strong.
Hey.
Wow. 6 weeks.
Six weeks strong, baby. Come on now.
All right. So for those that are trying to get fired up still.
Yes.
And, you know, this is the reason why I hate New Year's resolutions. Everybody's like, all right, I'll start it on January 1st. And then come February or March, if it's not working for you, you throw out the rest of the year, right? You can start this any day
literally
at all.
Today.
You can start today. Forget about the past months, right? So if somebody was going to start today, what has kept you motivated?
Proving you wrong.
Okay. Sometimes that's enough.
All right. Anybody listening right now, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you're going to go into the gym. I don't think you're going to eat right. Anybody listening?
So a quick 30-second recap as to how I found myself doing strength training with a personal trainer. I had been lamenting and bemoaning and groaning about the fact that this place I had been going to, Stat Wellness, in order to get my body and my mind right and my hormones right, my nurse practitioner was like, you need to start doing strength training. Like it's very important, especially for, you know, women in their 40s, for longevity and just quality of life. And a year had passed and I hadn't lifted a weight, right? And even though I went back to her and I was very forthcoming, I'm like, listen, haven't done the first thing in regards to strength training. And so I had been once again, you know, bemoaning and not complaining, but just...
Well, you're complaining.
I was complaining because I didn't want to sweat.
That's the funniest.
Literally asked me for a workout in which she didn't have to sweat.
Bert, I have never heard of it.
Bert gave me an app to download that I downloaded but never opened. Bert took me down to the gym here at our place of employment, and he showed me everything, and I went down there once after that, and that was it.
Typical guy trying to like fix things when you can't fix things, dudes.
You got to be ready. Well, you put me on the spot and you brought Joanne from Simply Buckhead magazine in here because Abby was like, all right, well, you need accountability because I was asking for accountability. And she's like, we're going to put you on the cover of a magazine regardless of what you look like if you don't get your butt in the gym. And so Joanne from Simply Buckhead came in here and they gave me like it was just the most generous, kindest offer. I mean, they were giving me a membership to Pinnacle Fitness with the personal trainer. So I asked, you know, because I recognize if I really, really wanted to, I could make the time and I had the financial means to do that, but I hadn't. So I was like, all right, that's a beautiful offer. Can I have a listener? Can I offer the same thing to a listener? And she was like, absolutely, which is what took us on the journey of finding my swole mate so I could have a partner to do this with, right? And I'm proud to say 6 weeks in, I am still doing strength training twice a week, yoga twice a week. Jamie wants me to do a fifth. I'm still working on getting that fifth day in. A couple of things of note. So for a while, I saw no difference. He saw a difference as far as like an actual physical, you can like actually see a difference. One of the women that I work out with at the same time on Wednesday complimented me. She saw a difference. And I'm like, I don't know what these people are seeing. Mm. And it was
because you look at yourself every day.
And I told him that. However, when I went to go try on dresses for the rally on the runway, they fit different. So, and the other thing too, this was not the purpose. The purpose is to get stronger. This is strength training. I haven't lost a single pound in 6 weeks, but that was not the goal. I have now, what I am noticing is like, I pick up Jimmy easier. Mm. When I'm doing yoga, I'm doing poses I was never able to do before. I'm holding poses longer. Like I see how the strength training is benefiting my yoga and making me stronger there. So I feel stronger. Everything's kind of like, you know, tightening up. I did take a week off when we went on vacation, even though he had given me homework and I didn't do anything that week. But when I went back in and I told Jamie and I was very honest, I was like, listen, I know we had a game plan. You gave me some exercises to do. I was like, I walked past the fitness center on my way to get gelato. I didn't step foot in there. But he was like, that's okay. He goes, and this is why we do this. And we got right back into it. And I was able to do all the exercises. I was more sore and it made me realize, oh, I'm still at the same level I was, but now I'm more sore because mm-hmm. I took that week off. But just because I took a week off doesn't mean I threw away everything that I had done. I just started back up again.
I mean, he's a professional. He got trained in this area. Personally, as a guy that's been working out since I was 16 years old, and you guys know how much of a gym rat and health nut I am, I think a week off is actually really good for you to break away from it.
After only 4 weeks of working out, though?
That's fine.
Okay.
See, here's what I think. Here's part of my thing, too, and I really want to get my training certificate. At some point or another, I'm going to do this. My thing is that I think people put so much pressure on themselves, especially in the very beginning, that they burn themselves out. So what? If you've been working out for 4 weeks pretty hard and you're on vacation and you want to hang out with your family and you take a week off, I think that's great, even if it's just 4 weeks. And I also think people start too fast. Like today, this journey can start for you today with a 5-minute walk. That's it. But we go online and we see all these fitness influencers that have, the majority of them have doctored their pictures anyway, or you see all this weight that they're taking on. It starts with just a 5-minute walk and that's it. That's where the whole thing starts.
And working with Jamie, you know, obviously we don't want injury. We want to and he's been so smart about everything. He's been smart about the number of reps we do, which have like slowly increased. He's been smart about the amount of weight we have started with, which has slowly increased. And I've seen those changes as well as we're doing stuff. And then I finally got to work out with my swole mate, Elizabeth, the one who won the Pinnacle Fitness prize. And she and I finally got to work out yesterday because her husband was so sweet. She's got 5 kids, right? So one's in high school and one's in preschool. So she's got a lot going on. And her husband did the kid swap. He came home for lunch to watch the little so she could come work out with me because she typically is in the gym at 6 a.m. And she and I got to work out together. And let me tell you, if you can find a buddy to do this with, that's the hardest I've ever gone at the gym, was having her with me because we were pushing each other the entire time.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
Yeah, that's the most winded I've been and the sweatiest I've been. but it was great having her and just having somebody to talk with and to, like, you know, interchange with our exercises. And it was just, it's been a good experience. Now, I'm going to be fully transparent. I still don't want to go.
I never want to go.
I don't think that ever changes.
Yeah, that never changes.
So I want to be honest about that. If you think one day you're going to wake up and be like, I can't wait to go to the gym. Shoot. No, I wake up Monday and I'm like, ugh.
Yes.
At 11:30, I'm going to be doing leg press.
I only went to the gym the days I wanted to go to the gym, it would be one day on, 6 months off. One day on, another 6 months off.
It feels amazing after, though. When you push yourself through it and you finish, it feels amazing.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go ahead. I was holding Jimmy walking down the stairs the other day, and I tripped. And my foot slipped. And this is the first time in 4 years walking down our stairs that has happened. And I mean, you can say I'm, you know, over exaggerating, whatever. I don't think I am. I think because I've been doing strength training and I've been working on my core, I was able to fall gracefully and hold myself and not fall all the way down the stairs because I've been doing strength training. Man, otherwise, he and I would have tumbled down the stairs together.
Yeah, there's also a ripple effect here too. And I'm not shoving this down your throat, but when you start working out like that, it helps you in so many other areas. Because when you're spending that kind of time in the gym, at least for me, I'm like, I'm not going to put all that crappy food in my body if I'm busting my butt in the gym for an hour. I think it's one of the reasons why I cut back on alcohol too, is like, I'm so, I try to be so fit and I'm spending so much time in that gym and then I'm poisoning myself 2 hours later at a bar. I'm not doing it.
No.
So the ripple effect is just all the way around.
No, I agree. However, I'm still having my glasses on. I told Jamie out the gate, because obviously when you're doing strength training, you have to think about protein. There's been like a ripple effect for sure. But I told him, and I looked him dead in the eye, and I'm like, I will do a lot of things for you, Jamie, but I am not giving up wine.
Won't do that.
But I won't do that.
That's what Meatloaf was talking about.
All making sense.
All right, so I promised you this, man. Listen to this, because this is no overhype or anything. How about going anywhere in the world, anywhere? Go look at a map today. Anywhere you want to go for $100. We at Burt's Big Adventure are making that possible because we're doing a new raffle this year. Not the car that we usually do. Now we're focusing on travel. So I'm all fired up about this.
It's the first ever Burt's Favorite Things travel raffle. Like Burt said, we used to do this with cars to benefit Burt's Big Adventure. But this time we are giving you an opportunity and options to have your dream vacation for only $100. So here are your three options. The first is a $10,000 trip to the Dominican Republic. I have been to DR about three times in my life. There's a reason I've been there three times. I absolutely love it. If you have not been on a vacation in a while and you're looking for somewhere to go, DR is the perfect place. Now, I have personally never stayed in a private villa, but you get the opportunity to do that in a five-night stay at one of the most exclusive resorts, Casa de Campo Resort. And thanks to our longtime friends and supporters, Daniel and Christina Lee, they are making this possible. Abby, tell them about the other options there.
Yeah, I think a whole week off is underrated. Like, when you think constantly, like, you're going to the gym and you're working out, you need to have a little time off. Now, I will say the next trip might be a little bit more involved for you body-wise, because if you've got kids and you got to go to the Walt Disney World, you're going to be walking all day, every day. It's going to feel a little bit like you're working out. But we have an $8,500 trip to Walt Disney World. It's a six-night Walt Disney World vacation package that includes your stay at a deluxe Disney World resort, kind of like the ones that we stay at for Burt's Big Adventure. It ain't cheap. We were just at the boardwalk this year, and that is the spot to be because it's close to all my favorite places, meaning the bars. And you also get park hopper passes, four of them, at and all thanks from the amazing team at Wish Draws Travel. You can also choose your own adventure anywhere in the world.
That's fire.
This is the one, right?
That's the one right there.
I know you've probably got some recommendations. Mo's been everywhere. So we'll give you $7,500, a gift certificate from our friends at Delta Vacations.
If it's up to me, I'd tell you to go to Fiji or Bora Bora. But yeah. It's your outdoor adventure, you don't have to be influenced by me.
These Delta Vacations, I was looking it up yesterday. I think they have properties and vacations in 37 different countries or something.
Oh, my God.
More than that. Maybe it was 60. I have to look it up again. Something crazy. They got a Delta Vacation for anywhere.
Wow.
And to be able to go anywhere really you want to go in the world for $100, I mean, you let your mind go nuts.
It's insane.
Yep. $100 and we're only selling 5,000 of them. You have until 5 p.m. this Wednesday or you enter until we sell out. For tickets, go to birdsbigadventure.org.
Yeah, I think I got that wrong. I think it's like 60 countries.
60?
60. Ooh, 60 countries with Delta Vacations. All right, again, at birdsbigadventure.org. And we're wrapping this whole thing up at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. So you only have today and tomorrow. So get on it.
This is The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.